Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, by sheer coincidence once a day, today is Yom Kippur Koton. Today is Erev Rosh Chodesh Adar Beis, Tov Shin Samaches, and Hashem works everything out exactly timed. Today is a miniature Yom Kippur. All these Sforim HaKdoshim, the Sifrei Musarite, that every month a person has to make a din v'cheshbon. He comes to the end of the month, what did I do this month? Where am I? How many mistakes did I make? And there's a special tefillah of Yom Kippur Kotam, which some shuls, especially the Breslov shuls, are privileged to say at Mincha on Erev Rosh Chodesh. It's a tefillah whereby the Mincha, instead of taking a half hour, let's say, as it does in a good Breslov shul normally, it takes an hour. They start about an hour before Shkia, till Shkia. It's very special for those that are privileged to participate. We don't get to do it every month. For example, next month we will do it. Erev Rosh Chodesh Nisan we will do it, but Erev Rosh Chodesh Iyar we don't do it, because Erev Rosh Chodesh Iyar is still in the month of Nisan when you don't say Tachnon. So we don't say the Yom Kippur Katan. So it's a few months out of the year that we're privileged to do it. Halavai, we should be zecher to do it right. I understand that today they announced on the radio there's going to be a major gathering at the Kosel. Thousands of people are going to go as a Yom Tefillah, you know, for Yom Kippur Kotan, to say Yom Kippur Kotan there, by Shimon HaTzadik, by in Miron. There are hundreds of people that travel from all of Eretz Yisrael to Miron for Yom Kippur Kotan, for Erev Rosh Chodesh. It's a special time. We should be zecher, we're starting to learn Hilchos Yom Kippur. We should wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, Halacha Aleph, Al Pima Shekosav Rabbeinu Zal B'maimar Hayman Deboi Leminsev. This halacha is going to be based on a chapter on the Likutei Moran, Torah Chavtes, which is based on a Gemara, where the Gemara says, a person who wants to get married, Hai ban de boi leminsev, She'i efsher lahalbin haksomim vohadmimius shelachatoim, shel kol hashin samachei gidin, elo al yedei tikun klolius hagidin. Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in that chapter on the Likutei Moran that it's impossible for a person to whiten all the stains, all the bloodiness of the sins that they committed, that are associated with the 365 gidin, the 365 tendons of the body, unless they do a tikkun kloli, unless they do a general tikkun, a composite tikkun that covers all 365 in one shot. Rabbeinu Zal says there, it's very difficult for a person to go in and fix each one of those individual 365 wires. So there's a way, there's something called Tikkun HaKlali, that in one zetz, by correcting that, if you fix that, you're fixing all 365 together. Dehainu, Tikkun HaBris. This is the concept of Tikkun HaBris, a person perfecting, purifying himself in those issues that pertain between men and women, all of those types of issues. Va'al yodoi, and when a person is zeicha to make this tikkun hakloli, which is misakin all shin samachei gidin, through that nisalin hamoichin, his moichin are elevated, the seichel is elevated, bebechinas kinesher yo'ir kinoi, that relevant to the nesher is awaken the kinoi. And Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likutei Moran, Nishro Darucha. The Zohar HaKodesh says the Nesher, the eagle, is something that flies on the Ruach. The Nesher represents Ruach. Hainu Bechinas Tikkun HaBris. The word Ruach is associated with Tikkun HaBris. Rabbeinu Zal quotes a pasuk there. V'loikoma oid Ruach bo'ish. There's a few psukim that show that the word Ruach is talking about the issue of Tikkun HaBris. Vaydeze Nimshach Lavnunis. And when a person is zoiche to tikkun habris, and thereby his moichin are elevated, then his moichin, the moichin is white, libuna de moichin, the white matter of the brain, shoots out whiteness, bleach, to all the shin samachei gidin, and it whitens them, it purifies them. Bebechinas loshen shel tzemer, Hamal ben Avoynes, just like the Gemara tells us that in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, when they would send that soyer lazozel, they would send with it a piece of wool that was red, which would turn white miraculously, and that would show that the sins of Klal Yisrael had been forgiven. V'ze b'chinas begodim levonim. And this is also tied into the concept of white clothing, wearing white clothing. Ayin Sham, look over there in the Likut Imran, where Rabbeinu Zal explains this. Paragraph Aleph. V'ze b'chinas yom ha-kippurim shenigba le-mechila ve-le-slicha al-yidei tikkun ha-bris shenaseh boi. With this, we could understand the greatness of Yom Kippur, which is the day which was established for complete forgiveness. Even those people who didn't, who weren't zecher to be completely forgiven on Rosh Hashanah, they're given a chance. We know the Gemara says tzaddikim and rishoyim are signed and sealed on Rosh Hashanah. The beinanim, those who can't be completely processed on Rosh Hashanah, they have till Yom Kippur, and their tshuva is finalized then. And the way it's how is it accomplished? Through the tikkun habris of Yom Kippur. Ki be'etzem hayoim hazeh nimo el Avraham. Because the Torah tells us that that's the day on which Avraham Avinu had his bris milah. The first Jew to have a bris milah, Avraham Avinu, was on Yom Kippur. Vehu hoyo rishon le tikkun habris. Avraham Avinu was the first one to have a bris milah. How old was he at the time? 99 years old. I remember Rav Rosenfeld Zechron Yerucha once said that Tzadik Tes, if you take, I think it's one second, Tzadik Tes is Bigimatria Bris. Tzadik, spelled Tzadik Dalet Yud Kuf, the way it's spelled always, Tes is spelled Tof, Tes, Tof. Tes, the way you pronounce it, is Bigimatria 602, the word Bris, you know, with the koilu. A remez that the first one who had a bris was at this age of 99. Kila Avraham nitna borishoina bris mila. He was the one, the first one to be given this mitzvah bris mila. Umachma shenase biyoim zeh. And because his bris mila took place on that day, kimuva bisforim, as is brought in Sforim Akdoshim, alkei nikba yoim hazeh ledoirois liyoim kippur slicha. That's why that's the day that Hashem established for generations as the day of forgiveness. Kiai de tikkun habris nislabnin hoavoinois. Because tikkun habris is what brings about whitening of all the sins. That's the laundromat, that's the washing machine, and the dryer, and the everything. V'zeh shomrazal, and this is why the Gemara says, Itzumoi shel yoim mechaper. The essence of the day itself, Yom Kippur, that's what forgives. Bechinas be'etzem hayoim hazeh nimoil Avraham. We find that exact wording is used by the bris of Avraham Avinu, be'etzem hayoim hazeh. V'zeu bechinas begodim levonim shaloif shim yom kippurim. This is the concept of the fact that we put on a white kittel on Yom Kippur. We dress in white. People put on a white yarmulke. V'chein, that to show that this is the day that we're being whitened. All of our redness, all of our sins are being converted to whiteness. V'chein kol avoidas hayoim bebigdei lovon. And we know that the major avoid of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur was done once a year with white garments. Because when a person zocher tikkun habris, that gives him white clothing, that whitens his garments. V'chein achar kach b'imei Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha-shalom nisratza kodesh baruch hu b'yoyim hazeh l'moshe b'simcha v'omar lo yisolachti kedvorecha. And we know after Avraham Avinu, when we go to Moshe Rabbeinu, it was on this day, Yom Kippur, that Hashem finally said with joy, Solachti kedvorecha, I forgive them completely. That was on Yom Kippur. Sheze b'chinas slichas pigam habris. That's the concept of being forgiven for pigam habris. Ki chet ho'egel hoyo pigam habris. Because the sin with the golden calf was very much connected to pigam habris. Kemo shom razal, as the Gemara says, lo yovdu Yisrael avoydezoro, the reason why the Yidden went for that, why the Erev Rav went for that Egel Azov was, that was going to be a springboard, a stepping stone, that if we can do this, then we can do that. Their goal was Arayos, Pigama Bris, Znus. Umachma Shenislach, Veniskan Oz, Pigama Bris. And because of the fact that on Yom Kippur is the day that Hashem forgave them for the Egel HaZohav, which was Pigam HaBris, Alkein Nikba LeMechila LeDoiros Kanal. This is why this is a date that was established as the day for forgiveness of all sins for generations. V'zeh Pirish Solachti kidvorecha. And that's why Hashem said, I forgive you as you spoke, based on your dibur. Kidvorecha daika kefi tikana dibur kein haslicha. To the degree that you're mesaken your dibur, to that degree you're forgiven. Ki tikana dibur hu gam kein b'chinas tikana bris. Because Rabbeinu Zal, in that Torah, in this Torah, Choftes, and Likut Imran Chelik Aleph, he begins speaking about tikana dibur. And he shows how tikana adibur is the union of tikana bris. Bebechinas, kenesher yo'ir kinoy anal, kemoy shekosuv bepirush ha-maimer anal, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in the beginning of that chapter of Likut Imran. We know that the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us also that you have the 10 spheroids being represented by the entire body, the whole body, from head to toe, where, for example, the malchus is the bottom of the feet, Yesoid is the bris kodesh, Netzach and Hoid are the two legs. You have another version of the 10 spheroids, which is in the head alone. In the head alone, you also have representation of all 10 spheroids, where, for example, the eyes are Chesed and Gvura, the nose is Tiferes, the lips are Netzach and Hoid, the tongue is Yesoid, and Dibur is Malchus. So we see that the tongue, the dibur, is also this. It's called the bris hamo'er and the bris haloshein. All the Sifrei Musar and Sifrei Kabbalah speak about this. The connection between a person's speech, what he says, and the concept of tikkun bris, his activity in tikkun, those two go together. The concept, for example, it's written, a person who reveals secrets, a person who tells over something he's not supposed to, is called like a person who is poigem in bris. Just like Pagama Bris is taking seed and placing it where it doesn't belong, so too the Pagama Bris of the tongue, of saying something, telling something over, giving it where it doesn't belong, telling something to somebody who's not supposed to hear it, that concept. And there are many connections. And now Rav Nosnal says, V'chein shomati signoin pirush ze be'inyan achar al posik solachti kidvorecha. And Rav Nosnal says, I also heard another version of the explanation of what we just said here, regarding solachti kidvorecha, that when Hashem said solachti kidvorecha, kefi hadibur, kein haslicha, mipi Rabbeinu Zal. Rav Nosnal said, I heard that from Rabbeinu Zal, that the slicha, the mechilas avoinas, is based on tikkun hadibur, which is also in the name of tikkun habris. V'yalkein kol avoides yom ha-kippurim b'kohen gadol. And this is also why all the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur was done through the kohen gadol. What do you mean? One man show? Where's everybody else? How come we don't have a minion of guys doing it? You know, and have representatives, a Kohen, a Levi Israel, a Keli Sholem. What kind of business having one guy do everything? Ki ha-koyhanim hein bebechinas shmira sabris. Because we know that the koyhanim are that branch of Klal Yisrael that represent Tikkun HaBris. K'may shekosu, as the Pasuk says in Zois HaBrocha, Yoiru mishpotecho le-Yakov, v'soyroscho le-Yisrael, yosimu k'to, ki shamru imrosecho, u'berischo yinsoyru. That Shevet Levi, the Kohanim, they'll be the ones to teach Torah to Klal Yisrael. Why? U'berischo yinsoyru. Because they have extra rules of Shmiras HaBris that other Jews don't have. A regular Jew is allowed to marry a divorcee. A Kohen can't. Kohen has special laws. V'alkein muzhorim al kedushas habris b'yoyser. And this is why the Kohanim are warned about tikkun habris more than regular Jews. K'moy shekosuv, as it says, kedoshim yihyu, you should be kodesh. Kol mokum shatamoitze geder ervo, atamoitze geder shel kedusha. The Gemara says, the Medrash says, that wherever it says kodosh, it means it's a geder ervo. It means extra caution in tikkun habris. Ki heim muzhorim beisure ishus yoiser miyisroel. Because Kohanim have more rules regarding ishus, men and women, than regular Jews do. V'hakoyen ha-godol meyechov, and the one who's the Kohen Godol, who muzhor beisurim yeserim betoisves kedusha, he has even more rules of tikkun habris than all the other Kohanim. K'may shekosuv, as it says, ki kodosh hu leilokov, because he is extra kodesh to Hashem. V'hu ha-kodosh b'kedushas habris, u'muzhor b'isuri yishus yoiser mikol Yisrael u'mikol ha-kohanim. V'alkein avoides yom ha-kippurim k'tei l'chapar avoinois, Einoi Ksheira Eloboi. And that's why the Avoid of Yom Kippur, which is Kaporas Avoinois, is dependent on him, the superstar of Tikkun HaBris of Klal Yisroel, which is the Kohen Gadol. Ki hu yochel lohorim hadas al yidei kedushas HaBris. He's the one who has the ability to open up the brain, the seichel, the moichin nekdusha, through the kedushas HaBris, and thereby pour down lavnunis, pour down that whitener that comes from the brain, that lavnunis, lahalbin halavoynes anal, to whiten and purify all of our sins. V'ze b'chinas ma shekosu b'koin godol, asher yutzak al roishoy shemen amishcha. We can also understand why the Torah tells us about the Kohen Gadol that he had this special shemen put on his head, shemen amishcha, shehu bechinas das elyoin. This represents a very high level of das, shezoiche leze al yidei kedushas habris, which the Kohen Gadol is zoiche to based on his unique level of tikkun habris. V'chein somoch mikro ze al yidei kedushas habris, kama shekosov shom, V'hakoyen hagodol asher yutzak al roishoy shemen amishcha, and then right afterwards it says almonu grusha lo yikoch, kama shekosov ki kodoshu. Rav Nosson Zal says if you look over there in the psukim where the Torah tells us that the kohen gadol was the one who had this special shemen amishcha, that's written right next to where it writes the extra requirements that the kohen gadol has as far as shmiras habris, and the Torah says ki kodoshu. Kize toloi boze, because these two depend on each other. According to the tikkun habris that a person has, that's what makes that person capable, that's what qualifies the person for a higher level of das. And according to the level of das that a person's on, that's what determines the shmiras habris. V'alkein hoyu shomer moisei biyoser mitumas keri. And this is why the Mishnah in Masechta Yuma, right away in the beginning, shows us how they used to guard the Kohen Gadol when it came to Erev Yom Kippur and on Yom Kippur from Chas V'Shom having any Tumas carry. Machma Shekol Avoidas Yom HaKippurim Uslichosoi Toloi Boze. Because the Kohen Gadol's Avoid on Yom HaKippurim and his ability to achieve a forgiveness for Klal Yisrael is dependent on his Shmiras HaBris. V'alkein hoyu neoirim kol alayla, and that's why again they would stay up all night with him. Ki hu tikkun habris, that's also an aspect of tikkun habris. Al yidei shemachnien hashena, by defeating the sleep. Shehu bechinas targum, sleep is synonymous with targum. Kemoy shekosavnu lamala, as Rav Nosson Zal mentioned earlier, the Arizal says that the word tardema. Tardemo means a deep sleep. Tardemo is bigematria targum. In Torah Yud Tes, in the first half of Likut Imran, Rabbein Azal elaborates on that. He explains the kesher. But in any case, we know that when a person is asleep, that's a time that they're vulnerable to this type of tumah, mikra, chas v'shalom. And that's one of the reasons why they made sure the Kohen Gadol didn't sleep the night of Yom Kippur. V'alkein hoyo muchruch sheyeh nosui. And this is also why, in order to be the Kohen Gadol, in order to do the Avoida on Yom Kippur, he had to be married. Ki mi she'enoi nosui hu b'chinas pigam habris. Because a person who isn't married, that's a facet of chas v'shalom pigam habris. V'ze shenizker etz l'avoides yom kippurim misas b'nei aroim. And this is also why the Torah in Parshas Achrei Mois, in the beginning, where it speaks about the avoid of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, it mentions also the passing of his two sons, Nodav and Aviu, vanu koyrin zois b'yom kippurim, and we lane that on Yom Kippur. Ki chetom hoyo doloyin sivu, because the Zohar HaKodesh says one of the reasons why they died was they weren't married. They attempted to bring ktoiris, they attempted to do a very high level of avoida without being married, without being grounded, without having the appropriate tikkun habris for it. V'alkein lo yehoyu ru'uyim lichnois l'mokim shenichnasu, and therefore they weren't qualified to enter into where they entered to. V'alkein istalku, that's why they passed away. Ki yefshir lichnois lifnai v'lifnim lahamshich das elyoin, kiyim al yedei tikkun habris b'shleimus, because it's impossible for a person to enter into the innermost sanctum of kedusha the Kodesh HaKadoshim, to be able to draw a high level of Das there without Tikkun HaBris B'Shleimus. V'zeh Shemuvan, this is also why it's brought, Shenichmesu Shtuyayim, that when Nodav and Avihu went in that time to bring the Ktoiris, they had also drank an amount of wine that a Kohen isn't allowed to drink when he wants to do the Avodah. Zeh b'chinas nichnas yayin yotza soid hamuskar shom b'divya Rabbeinu Zal b'maimar anal. This is tied into what Rabbeinu Zal writes in this chapter on the Likutei Moran that this halach is based on in Torah Chavtes, that when a person drinks wine, it brings out the secrets from the person. So sometimes that could be done in a positive way, in a constructive way, and sometimes, chas v'shalom, it's the opposite. It's a form of pegama bris, when a person tells secrets where he's not supposed to, he tells it to who he's not supposed to. V'hakoil b'chino achas, all of these concepts are tied into each other. V'ze toli bozeh, they're all interconnected. Ayin shom, look over there in Torah Chavtes, in the first half of Likut Imran, where you'll see how all of these issues tie in. Paragraph Beis, v'ze shehuzhar Aharon achrei mois bonov leval yovoi b'chol eis el hakodesh. And this is why Aharon HaKohen was warned after his sons passed away that he should not enter into the Kodesh at any time, just at will. Shelo yichnois lifnim kiim al yedei avoides yom hakipurim, that he should not chas v'shalom venture to enter inside into the Kodesh HaKadoshim at any time other than Yom Kippur. She'oz hu tikkun HaBris. Because on Yom Kippur, all of us are on a higher level of tikkun HaBris, especially the Kohen Gadol. V'chol hu avoides shel HaKorbanos kulam b'shvil zeh. And all the avoides of Korbanos that were done in the Beis HaMikdosh were for this purpose. Dahainu lahachnia ruach ha-behemiyas shu pegam HaBris. In order to subdue the behemiyas inside of the person, which is especially Pigama Bris. That's one of the most outstanding examples of Behemius. K'may shekosu b'zoyer HaKodesh, al tihyu kisus kifered ein hoven. Don't be like a horse, like a mule without understanding. And the words that follow after that are, b'meseg voresen edyoy levloim bal kroy velecho. The Zohar HaKadosh brings that the first letters of b'meseg voresen edyoy levloim spell the word boyel, to be boyel, the wrong type of be'ilois, a concept of pegama bris. Balkroi ve'lecha, that results in a person not being able to approach Hashem, not being able to come close to Hashem. Ve'gam she'yeh nosui, and also we see over there in the beginning of Achrei Mois the requirement that the Kohen Gadol had to be married. K'mo shekosov shom, v'chiper ba'adoi, u'ba'ad beisoi, Ubad kol kavadas Yisrael, that in order to atone for Klal Yisrael, he had to have a beisoy, he had to be married. Oz huroi lichnois elakodesh pnima, lizkois ledas godol. Then he's allowed to enter into the inner sanctum of holiness, to be zoicha to that high level of das, lahamshich misham lavnunis, and to draw from there the whiteness that we mentioned earlier, smechila uslicha kanal, the forgiveness for sins. Sins are symbolized by redness, a bloody mess, and the cleansing of the sins is symbolized by whiteness. V'zeh shekosuv b'zois yovoi Aharon al HaKodesh. That's why the pasuk says, with this, Aharon HaKohen can go into the Kodesh. What is zois? Hainu b'chinas tikkun HaBris. Zois is marame, is also to tikkun HaBris. Shehu b'chinas zois brisi asher tishmeru v'kamuva. There's a pasuk, this is my bris, my covenant that you should keep, and as is brought in Sforim. V'alkein onu koirim b'yom ha-kippurim kol parshas aroyos. And this is why at mincha on Yom Kippur, what do we read? We read the whole parsha of all the different aroyos, all the different forbidden relations. Ki oz hu b'chinas tikkun HaBris. Because that's what Yom Kippur is really all about. It's about kapora slicha mechila for all sins. And Rabbeinu Zal teaches us over there in Likut Imran that most people are incapable of dealing with each and every individual Avera. So if a person is zocheh to make tikkun hakloli, that's mashpia tikkunim to all the different Averas. And the tikkun hakloli is tikkun HaBris. It's brought that the word bris is begimatria tariag with the koilel. Bris is tof resh yud beis, 612, with the Kollel at 613, showing that if a person is zoche to be mesakein this, he's automatically being mesakein all the other mitzvahs also. Paragraph Gimel, V'alkein b'yom HaKippurim hoyered Moshe HaTorah l'Yisrael. And this is why it was on Yom Kippur that Moshe Rabbeinu brought the second set of luchos, the Torah, to Klal Yisrael. Ki ikar kabbalas haTorah al yedei tikkun habris, k'mo shekosov Rabbeinu sham. Because as Rabbeinu Zal tells us over there in Torah Choftes, that kabbalas haTorah is dependent on tikkun habris. That's why on Shavuos night also we stay up all night. That staying up all night, that defeating the Laila, is a concept of Tikkun HaBris. And also the Macholei Cholov, eating the white, the dairy foods, the whiteness, instead, which cleanses the Odom, the redness. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, that this Torah in Likutei Moran, this Torah Choftes, was said by Rabbeinu Zal on Shavuos, where he mentions Kabbalas HaTorah, he mentions Tikkun HaBris and all of his Tikkunim. V'alkein koyrim b'yom HaKippurim shisha oylam laTorah, and this is why Yom Kippur is the one day in the year when there are six aliyos. On a regular Yom Tov, you have five aliyos through Chamishi, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur is the one Yom Tov when you have six aliyos. Kivov hu bechinas tikkun habris, k'mo shekosov Rabbeinu Zal b'siman yud aleph. Because we know the letter Vov, the number six, represents tikkun habris. The sixth sphera of Zerampin, of the seven of Zerampin, is Yesoid. And in fact, six times Hashem's name, six times Yud Kei Vov Kei, is Begematria Yosef, who is the whole union of tikkun habris. V'alkein osur zivug b'yom Kippur. And this is why relations are forbidden on Yom Kippur. Physical relations, ki oz onu tzrichin lifroi shatzmenu kidei liskois lekabolas haTorah, kemoi Moshe Rabbeinu shehutzrich lifroi shatzmenu mikoil v'koil. Because on Yom Kippur we have to separate ourselves completely from women in order to be zeichet to the kabolas haTorah of Yom Kippur, just like Moshe Rabbeinu was required to separate himself even from his own wife. Machmas Shehoyo Klal Kabbalas haTorah, because Moshe Rabbeinu was a composite of all of Klal Yisrael receiving the Torah. K'mo shekosov Rabbeinu b'maimar b'korov l'imareim, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in Torah Lamed Vov in the first half of Likutei Moran. Vaydeze zoichen lekapora al yedei kedushas habris kanal, and that's how we zoichet to the forgiveness of Yom Kippur through this kedushas habris.